Do you mind if we jump in here? No,
I don't think my teeth. I just ate.
No, you got
the cameras on.
I think you're good.
Yeah? All right.
How's the elbow?
Good. It's feeling good. Just felt like a little stiffness a couple weeks ago, and, you know, when I went home for a few days, I was hoping it was going to feel better. You know, I've been feeling it for a couple weeks, and, you know, only through once in, like, 8-9 days, and I wasn't really feeling any better, so I knew something probably wasn't quite right, and just had a little bit of swelling and stiffness in there, so just got to wait for that to go down, and, you know, but all the scans and doctor reviews were really encouraging, so it's good.
No ligament
damage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have you been doing? You've been running, right?
Yeah, I've been running. I've been working out. Stayed away from, like, upper body stuff for, like, a week. Just let the body calm down. But I'm feeling really good and, you know, hopefully start throwing here, you know, in the foreseeable future.
Did you get, like, a cortisone shot or anything like that?
No. Thankfully, didn't need anything like that. Just a little bit of swelling, you know. Couldn't really explain it. Just kind of happened. But feeling better and, you know, hopefully keep trending in the right direction.
Imagine you might need a rehab on it.
I would say so. You know, I think I'm almost at 2 weeks since I pitched in the game, and, you know, I might try to get them to let me throw a couple lives here first, maybe, so I'm not gone for, you know, a week or however long they want me to get out there. But, you know, I'll definitely probably need at least a couple.
Is June 1st a realistic goal?
We haven't talked dates, but, I mean, that's 3 weeks away, so I would think so. You know, hopefully I would love to be back by then, you know, and I think in a perfect world I would have loved them back at the 15-day mark, but, you know, pitchers' arm injuries are always tough and always take longer than, you know, you think, and so, you know, hopefully he'll be back soon.
How impressed are you with what Rico Garcia has done now, kind of in that closer role?
Man, he's been awesome. I've loved watching him go out there and, you know, compete in those high leverage situations, and, you know, he doesn't back down from anybody, and he just attacks guys, which is what you want, you know, late in games, and, you know, you want to force other guys to beat you, and that's what he does, and he attacks, and he's been so fun to watch, and he's been great for us out there.
Does it make it a little easier on you mentally, not rushing to come back knowing that you can do the job while you're out
there? Yeah, I think so. You know, our bullpen, I think, has really been good overall. We got a lot of good weapons down there, and you know, I've been really impressed with Nunez too, being a young guy and throwing in leverage, you know, right away in the big leagues, which is not easy at all, and he's, you know, been out there and competed really well, and Wolfram's been great, and, you know, we got Kit back now, and, you know, I think our bullpen could be a great, you know, asset to this team, and but yeah, you always want to come back, and you try not to rush on the injury list because you want to compete, but yeah, it's been fun to watch.
So just to confirm, you're not throwing yet? Or?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I've probably hopefully start throwing, like, some weighted balls in the next couple days, and, you know, just get the shoulder moving again.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.